everyone. Welcome back to the Urban Vibe. Today I am here with
Vic,
Linnell,
and Steven.
And I'm Joanna, and today we are going to be talking to you guys about summer, like our summer plans or what we plan on doing after this semester. Maybe even a little bit about what we've enjoyed doing past summers. So just all things summer and our plans after this semester. So do any of you have any big summer plans? We'll start with that and then go into some other things. Any fun trips or even just things? Honestly, what are you looking forward to most this summer?
Mine's kind of boring. I am just going to continue to work. I signed up for summer classes, work. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get my kids out and make them do stuff during the summer.
Good for you.
So mine's pretty low-key. And maybe if I get selected to do the DMAC internship, I'll be doing that.
What are you signing up your kids to do?
I'm thinking we're going to teach them how to swim. Mm-hmm. None of us in my family know how to swim, but we figure we'll just figure it out.
Yeah.
And, like, it's kind of odd because, like, half of them have been in the Navy, and I grew mm-hmm. up, like, on the ocean. But just not big swimmers, but we want them to. So this is the perfect time to make them do it when they're six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great time for them.
Yeah, just taught them off when they're young.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say for me, for summer, I don't plan on doing too much traveling. But the traveler I'm going to is, like, the major state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. And we went last summer. Mm-hmm. And it's for, like, my church. We're going on there to, like, just the experience how worship is done there. And, the pastoral team and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to see how, from our first experience, how that transitioned into this year.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah.
For myself, I am gonna treat myself to a graduation present.
Mm.
Myself and my adult four children, we're going to Jamaica. So, which is originally where my father was born.
Well, oh, okay.
He was born in Memphis, but he was conceived in Jamaica. So, part of my roots, I want to go back and see.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That is cool.
How long will you be there?
10 days.
Okay, that's a solid amount of time. That'll be really, I bet it'll be really nice.
Yeah. So looking forward to it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What about yourself?
For me, so I'm going down to Texas for about a week. I'm going to Dallas for another club that I'm in. We have, like, our national competitions down there. So I'll be there, and then after the 4th of July, I'll be in L.A. for a little bit visiting family.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I don't know all the details of that L.A. trip, but I think it'll be nice just to get out and go somewhere else.
Yes.
So, yeah. Is there anything that you guys do each summer, whether it's, I don't know, farmers market on the weekends, hanging out with family? What are some things that you do? What does a typical summer kind of look like for you guys? Or has it always looked different?
For myself, I usually start off middle April, mm-hmm. with getting my garden prepared.
Oh, fun.
So I usually tend to a garden mm-hmm. throughout the summer, which is very therapeutic for me.
Yeah. So. How big is your garden approximately? Do you know?
Inch-wise, no.
Mm-hmm.
Plots, probably four this year.
Okay.
I usually have just one big plot.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've expanded it and divided it into four separate ones. So
they're
getting intricate.
Yeah.
I think it gets bigger every year.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
My grandma has a garden. I don't really help her in the garden. My kids do, though. They like to go out and pick the tomatoes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I used to do that as a kid. Funnily, like a peanut farm, peanut and green bean farm. My babysitter, like, had one, so they use child labor, all the kids. They go out to my grandma's garden, which is much smaller than the whole peanut farm, and get the tomatoes, and then I end up cooking salsa and homemade tomato sauce that I can. So I'm going to make, like, lasagna and chips throughout the season. And usually I'll do, like, regular spicy and then, like, something strange. So, like, Last year it was mango. The year before that, pineapple. Like,
mm-hmm. Cool. I love pineapple salsa.
It's very random and fun. Mm-hmm. But I'm the only one that eats the fun salsa, so I assume maybe this year I won't be doing a fun variety.
Mm-hmm. See, I can't be a gardener because, like, whenever I try to, it doesn't go my way. Like, for example, the the Earth Day thing we did.
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
I put it outside to let the sun, the photosynthesis. You know what I'm saying? The moment I got home from work, it was knocked over.
Knocked over?
What's the point?
No. What plants do you like to, or what do you like to grow?
In my garden, my number one would be collard greens.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have also added kale.
Okay.
Arrangement of tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Even though I like to catch them when they're green. Mm-hmm. So we love fried green tomatoes, me and most of my customers. So the tomatoes rarely get to the full red stage. Watermelon. Yeah, I've been pretty successful here in the last 3 years mm-hmm. with watermelon. A lot of different peppers, bell peppers, jalapeno mm-hmm. peppers, sweet peppers. We're doing green beans this year. A lot of different herbs. Rosemary, mint. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that sounds so fun. Those herbs smell really good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's something about putting my hands in dirt. Mm-hmm. It's like putting my hands into the earth kind of give me this sensation of something that's out of man's control. Mm-hmm. So it just gives me the bigger picture of, I don't know. It's very therapeutic. Mm-hmm.
Freedom.
And I also get the chance to sun. So I do this thing called sunning to where I put my bare feet on the, I like grass or dirt mm-hmm. versus concrete because concrete man-made. Mm-hmm. So I go to the dirt and it just does something for me. It fills my energy. It just put my head space into an area where growth. Just, mm-hmm. I feel it. It feels really
good. Yeah, that's something I do in the summer is I walk around too much barefoot. Just too much. Mm-hmm. To the point where people like ask me about it. They're like, hey.
So
it's
like,
good for you, though.
On.
I cannot bear weight on my bare feet. Like, I cannot walk bare feet.
You can't
my
walk.
Feet are so sensitive. Mm. I can't put them on the ground or dirt, but like standing up, I cannot walk on them. Mm-hmm. It hurts me.
Mm-hmm. One thing I like doing, back to your question, a typical summer day for me. Mm-hmm. So my summers are very different from mm-hmm. one another. And I'd say one thing I would say that's like familiar with each and every one is I like spending time outside. Because, mm-hmm. Why spend time inside? I mean, it feels good with the air conditioning and everything, but like summer is made for outdoors. So, like, I like, bike riding or just doing mm-hmm. natural things because it just feels, like how you said, therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Like the atmosphere, just your skin and everything.
Yeah, it feels great.
I like water, even though I can't swim anytime I'm around, like, a lake, an ocean. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I'm, like, upset, take a shower. Water seems to be my mm-hmm. source of comfort when it comes to the earthly elements.
Yeah. I'd agree with, honestly, each of your things. I mean, I grew up where we had an organic fruit and vegetable farm. So our family grew a ton of different types of fruits and vegetables. So I love gardening, so I can definitely relate to that. And then, like Stephen and Vic were saying, just getting out in nature, being in the sun, whether it's going bike riding. I love water, so being near a lake or some type of water is also just super fun for me. So
I want to go back to pineapple salsa. Mm-hmm. What does it taste like? Does that sound
kind of sweet, but it's good. I feel like it adds to the salsa.
Sweet and tangy. Instead of it just mm-hmm. being tomato-based salsa, there's like citrus. It's like,
do you taste pineapple?
If you eat like a chunk, I got really good at making them really small, so it kind of incorporated into all of it. And I just used canned pineapple because there's some kind of enzyme of mm-hmm. fresh pineapple you're not supposed to put with one of the other ingredients. It like melts it.
Yeah, we just do crushed pineapple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the little bits are good, and then the juice is good. So, if you know, I really like Hy-Vee's pineapple salsa. They're, like, better goods. So, if you wanted to try it, I would try that.
Yeah, because my mom loves shrimp salsa. Like, every time she goes to grocery shop, it's Christian shrimp salsa. So, I feel like if I put her on to the pineapple, she loves it.
Listen, usually with salsa, they do pair it with jalapenos. You can't really find a low-heat sweet salsa. Usually the sweeter it is, also the hotter it is. So, like, if you get mango, it's usually always habanero. Yeah, a lot of people put pineapple with Ghost Reaper. Like, it gets pretty intense. So, just make sure you're grabbing the right kind. Mm-hmm. Depending on what your mom likes. Right. Because you don't want to bring back a Carolina Reaper / banana salsa by accident because you want to be fun.
I've been terrible to have it. Mm-hmm. One thing about summer that I love is like fruit.
Yeah.
Fruit is just different in the summer.
A lot of fruit talk today. Fruit
is
good.
So good in the summer. And like this year, I've been eating a lot of fruit, drinking a lot of water. But one thing that, would y'all consider cucumber a fruit?
Yeah, it has seeds.
Because
it is a fruit.
Because I've been addicted to cucumber this year, and it's
did you get on that TikTok trend with that guy who did the cucumber salads, or are you just eating cucumber?
It's like, what I do is, like, I'm surprised I didn't put cucumber in here. I'll chop up cucumber and put it in my water, and I'll drink it. Or I eat cucumber, or if I make, a shake, I put apple inside and I put cucumber in it.
You should look up cold cucumber salads. You'll be open to a whole plethora of ideas. It was a really big thing this year on TikTok.
I'm going to try it out.
To the point where grocery stores were like getting kind of upset about it because people would come in and be like, I want 14 cucumbers. And they're like, well, we weren't planning for that, so we don't have any.
What would y'all say your favorite fruit is?
Oh, that's really hard. I love raspberries, so.
Whatever's cheap that day, specifically. I'm not picky, but when it comes to the kids, they can eat a whole $20 pack of blueberries and raspberries within an hour. So you kind of have to be more careful. We do a lot of canned fruit. My kids don't get, like, fresh fruit every single day. Of course they get it, but we do a lot of mandarin oranges and fruit cocktail and stuff you're not supposed to give your kids, you know.
It's a treat.
And corn syrup. It is a treat to them because they don't get a lot of treats. So when they get like an extra cherry mixed fruit. Something I wish that would have continued, which right now, which would have been the prime time for it, was that foraging forest. Wouldn't it be now? People would be utilizing that if it was still up?
Probably. Are you talking about here at DMAC?
The one they took away? Didn't they have one?
Linnell would know about that.
Any updates from the foraging forest outside?
Other than it's gone?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I was just putting some love on it.
It is very unfortunate, and we miss April who tended it. Yes, very unfortunate. I don't recall them having any fruit, though. It was mainly a lot of vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now would have been the time that people were either, like, working on it or gathering. So
yes.
It's just unfortunate that students didn't get that opportunity that they were promised beforehand.
I think I only seen it like once during my whole time at DMAC, which is crazy.
Well, this semester was the first time I've ever had a class at DMAC Urban, so I don't think I even knew about it until I came here and I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense that they would have something like this. And then they got rid of it without anyone really knowing why or getting an explanation why. So,
other than, it took away the beauty. It was an eyesore.
Like it would have added.
That was the only reasoning I've heard that of why we lost it. It was an eyesore.
In the nice agriculture state of Iowa.
I feel like if that was the reasoning, then there's always upgrading.
You put a little pretty fence on it from the Dollar Tree.
A little paint won't hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe someday somebody else will revive that and people will reap the benefits from that hard work another time.
I feel like it makes sense for DMAC Urban to have something like this, just with the community we're in and everything like that. I feel like it would have been, it was probably very beneficial.
So. Yes. In my probably first two semesters here, I help April a lot out mm-hmm. in the garden. And as I just stated, I'm a gardener.
Mm-hmm.
So it hits like a punch in the gut, really, mm-hmm. because there's so much. We gave away honey. We had our bees out there. The community benefited from it in such a way. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's really it's a sad thing to see mm-hmm. it gone.
With the expansion of the printing of next year with the students who end up joining the journalism pathways, there's been a lot of talk between like a lot of the leaders about wanting people to be more aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we can get students to like help with that, mm-hmm. And it's just like not all me and one other person doing it, I think that'll be helpful, because then if people utilize the resources, there's a less chance they'll just go away. Because even if something's being utilized by a couple people, I feel like they kind of get shoved under the rug. So I think just bringing that knowledge to students from mm-hmm. all three campuses will be good. Because now I think that DMAC's picking up with students like you and Linnell, who go between campuses. Like, I do online, but I'm here twice a week. So I think that'll be helpful for preventing DMAC just randomly shutting down resources. Because then people are going to be, like, writing about it. They're going to be talking about it. Instead of just three people sending angry letters, it'll be like, hey, this was offered. Why is it suddenly not here? So hopefully that'll be a positive thing that happens next year for students that come after me.
Mm-hmm. Any other summer plans that you guys have? Do any of you go to farmers markets or?
I hop around sometimes. It all kind of depends on what the mood is. The kids are old enough to go now. I haven't taken them before because of COVID, but now that they're six and the disease has been, you know, a little less terrifying, I think they're ready to go in the world and, like, try to shop and stuff. They go to stores once in a while, but really they only go to school, and then they go to T-ball, and then they go home. So I'm going to try to get them out in the world a little bit more.
Yeah.
We're going to take them to Build-A-Bear soon.
Oh, fun. That'll be a fun adventure for them.
Farmers market. I don't think I've ever been to one. My mom's the one who goes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if I, like I said, fruit, it's different in the summer. If I want to, you know, expand fruit or even try that cucumber thingy, I can just go over there and see and explore and discover.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you everyone for joining us today for the Urban Vibe podcast. We hope to see you guys soon.
Peace.